Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast. The Below Deck Season 7 reunion has finally aired, and it sure did not disappoint.
Not at all. We had everything from Simone and Kate discussing sexual harassment in the yachting world, Captain Lee responding to Chef Kevin's comments to his fellow chef charter guest, Ashton questioning not only Kate's yachting experience, but also Captain Lee's.
Talk about shade. Also, I'm pretty sure Ashton threatened legal action during that conversation. We also had relationship updates between Abby and her Greek fiance and between Courtney and Brian, which doesn't seem like it's going too well.
Yes, that was the update that I was waiting for. But I will say I did appreciate Tanner apologizing for the way he treated Simone during the charter season. It made his Jiminy Cricket comments almost bearable.
So just in case you missed the first part or want to prepare yourself for the Below Deck Reunion Part 2, we figured we'd transform this wild ride of a reunion into a podcast for you.
Yep. So listen up for all the updates you've been waiting for since the Yachties left Thailand.
Tonight, it's drama on the high seas.
You overheard a conversation that was none of your business.
What I did was stupid, immature.
When you were gyrating in a Speedo, I already worked my way up to Chief Stew.
Who will sink and who will swim?
When else have you worked on a motor yacht?
Rough waters ahead.
You're not giving me the same opportunity.
I think you should go work on a private boat.
The crew is getting salty.
That's your opinion.
That's very dramatic.
Sorry is bullshit.
I don't regret leaving. I spilled some beans.
He kept sending me aggressive messages.
Check the ego at the goddamn dock.
The Below Deck reunion starts now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Below Deck Season 7 reunion. I'm your captain, Andy Cohen, with a Band-Aid in the Bravo clubhouse, joined by the crew of Mega Yacht Valor, all the way from Thailand. Let's welcome first the stud of the sea, Captain Lee. Hi, Captain Lee.
How you doing, Andy?
Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Kind of looking like a New York housewife tonight.
Kind of feeling like one.
All right. Hi, Riley.
Hi, Andy.
Great to see you.
You too.
Simone.
How are you doing, Andy?
How are you?
Good. Yeah.
Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
Great to see you.
Nice to see you.
Hello there, Ashton.
Andy.
Chef Kevin.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, Brian.
Nice to see you, Andy.
How's it going?
Yeah, good.
Hey, Tanner.
Andy, pleasure as always.
My pleasure. Last but not least, hi, Abby.
Hi.
We have a lot to talk about tonight, so let's get to it. This season, the charter guests aboard Valor came from all over, but they were all totally fluent in nuttiness. Roll the crazy guest montage.
Okay, I'm getting freaked out.
Are you okay?
I'm not sure what they were being served, wherever they were before this, but I think that Brandy had a lot of them.
Lay down right there.
She needs medical attention, and she needs it fast.
They want you to strip.
So you're South African, and I'm North American. Opposites attract, right? Is there a garter on your leg?
Yeah.
Do you want that off?
I'm here trying to be professional. Meanwhile, Michael is just being so creepy.
Hey, I'm a pirate.
I can't share a full-size bed with another adult woman.
Jamie's being selfish, insignificant little twit.
Chef to chef, we should probably go a little bit more upscale tonight.
Chef to chef, just taking a herself.
Orange County housewife, Alexis Bellino.
She just got divorced, and she is doing fine.
Everyone needs to get divorced.
We're not getting on your nerves, are we?
No.
But I'm about to get on your nerves, Kate.
What a It's because of charter guests like this that I'm over it.
All right, so Jess H. Facebooked, Captain Lee, after Simone was sexually harassed repeatedly by a guest, could you explain if your industry has policies in place to protect staff who are being harassed? It seems fairly kind of lawless out on the seas.
It is to a certain degree, but you have to know that it's happening before you can do something about it. Kate knew that it was happening, so she took her out of service and removed her from that situation,
right,
which is the proper thing to do. I thought it was, you know, handled properly.
Simone, do you agree that it was handled properly?
Yachting is a bit disappointing in the fact that money talks, you know. The proper way to handle a situation would actually to address the person who is conducting the sexual harassment to the person. But in terms of yachting, if someone's paying for something, then whatever they say goes and you have to navigate around it. So with Kate pulling me off of service to pull me away from the situation, that was a great move, you know.
Did you consider saying anything to him?
No, I've seen worse behavior from other charter guests over the years. She certainly should not have to deal with that, but I knew I could handle it.
All right, Lee, what was your reaction when you saw the way Kevin spoke to the charter guest, Justine, when she approached him in the galley?
I thought Kevin could have handled that better. She's a charter guest. And so, you know, she had her say. He could have been gracious about it and not confrontational.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think with Justine, like, coming into the kitchen, the way she did, and kind of, I mean, it was all from the introductory, wasn't it? You know, she was going to keep an eye on me. I wasn't just going to sit there and take it, to be honest.
You still not think that all of the guests should be pleased with what they're having for, you know, dining experience, though?
Yeah, of course they should be. She was making a point by coming into the galley and kind of telling me to step up my game, which I don't really need. You know, I'm employed by the boat. I know, you know, what I can do, and I've got to be confident in what I can put out, you know?
It's annoying when somebody tells you to step up their game when it's not their thing to do, right?
Right.
Oh, nice segue.
Why, that's what he was doing to you?
All season. Yeah.
All right, I want to move on. All season long, Valor's interior crew managed to keep the staterooms extra tidy. Meanwhile, their working relationship was a bit of a mess. Take a look.
Simone, you have more experience. You're going to be second stew.
Courtney,
third.
I'm more accustomed to sitting at the table than I am serving it.
Can I get anyone anything?
I'll take another amito.
One, two, can I have one?
Okay. Take a three.
Thank you, Courtney.
Courtney is very good at service, and Simone is doing great in the laundry room.
But also,
they're just nice and respectful. This is so refreshing.
I feel like you look at the laundry room and, like, have a slight heart attack. I feel like every time I walk by, you're in there.
No.
I'm getting a bit disappointed that I have to go back to laundry. I don't want to just be the laundry girl.
Simone, I'm going to have you on late, so it's going to be more service than normal.
OMG, like, thank you.
How are you opening a bottle of wine?
Okay.
Under the lip.
No.
All right, Simone is training herself in service, and I am training myself in patience.
Simone, can you please start the turndowns?
How am I on turndowns again? I'd like to be, like, more a part of service and stuff, but I feel like maybe you don't want me to be there.
I'm not sure that you're ready to do service.
Am I like second stew, whatever.
I'm not sure that you're a great second stew, and now you've made our department look bad.
An extra stripe.
Cute. You definitely deserve this.
She's evil.
I probably wouldn't work with Kate again. If Kate's going to try to get a reaction out of me, she's got the wrong person because I'm not that basic bitch.
All right. Ariel P. from Virginia Beach said, Simone criticized Kate for not teaching her during charter. Do you think she should have to teach her as a second stew? And how do you think Kate treated Simone compared to other stews in the past?
No, this isn't a training school. This is not a training exercise. When you sign on, we're taking your word that you possess the skills that you said you did.
Knowing what Simone's frustrations were with how she was being treated, do you think Kate handled it correctly?
I do, because Simone said she was totally happy in laundry, and she was excellent at it. I mean, the laundry room had never been run so efficiently. When you realize a weakness and you realize that somebody's not particularly strong in a certain area, then certain things have to be adjusted to Simone. Accommodate the guests.
No, I don't agree with what's being said at the moment. So basically in yachting, for him to say, oh, this is not a training boat, okay? There are a lot of instances in the yachting industry where people come on green and they get trained during the season. Maybe someone will quit during the season and someone green in a certain area will just hop on, and then you have to deal with it, you know? And then also in the sense where they're saying, oh, I wasn't, because I, even from Twitter and stuff, insinuated that I lied on my CV. Like, the CV that you gave Kate on the first day did explain that I had a lot of experience in terms of cooking, in terms of laundry, and in housekeeping. There was no service experience in it. I figured that, okay, I'll probably be guided along the way. And I did try to do it on my own also.
Dinner service with charter guests is not practice. What you did was amazing. I put you on service as much as I could.
Yeah, but I understand that. But I'm just saying, if what I did was amazing, then why would I have to go and do turndowns?
Because it's a job that has to be done.
No, but why
Who did
should
you
I
want
mean,
to do
why
it?
Won't you treat me as an equal to Courtney? If I managed because to do it without you being there and we were both together, we were fine.
Because her service skills were stronger than yours.
So how are my service skills going to get stronger if I was never given the opportunity to do them?
Courtney, do you think Kate was too tough on Simone?
I understand why Simone feels the way that she does, but Kate is in charge of everything, so she has to accommodate the guests before she accommodates what we want.
Everybody that gets on board the boat should check their ego at the goddamn dock.
Interesting points.
You're gonna, are you gonna, you're
Why do you say that, Ashton?
Yes, I totally agree with you. It's an interesting point.
Yeah, the ego should be checked at the dock, and you're there to serve the guests.
Completely agree.
You didn't get hired to talk back to the guests. You didn't get hired to make them feel bad. You got hired to make this the most memorable experience of their life.
Up next.
When last have you worked on a
Marriott?
Kathleen?
If Simone is eager and willing, then as a manager, shouldn't you capitalize on that?
Sure, and I did. I used to as much as I could, but there's so much laundry that needs to be done on a boat. There just is. Somebody has to do it. Really
Trudy H. Facebook. Okay. Kate, do you feel hypocritical for admonishing Simone for speaking outside of your department, yet you did the same thing with Riley when you told her what Ashton said?
I think that what Ashton said was false, and also perhaps it was hypocritical, but I could already tell there was a lot of animosity coming from the deck crew towards my way, and I just felt like I had you down there, you know, betraying the interior.
So did you and Kate end on a good note, by the way, Simone?
I don't know, because at some points you were really nice to me, but then at some points you were just really mean, and I didn't know whether when you're being nice to me is it because you bring me up so you can be mean, because you don't really like me and you're just tolerating me because you don't want me around, like, I don't know.
Anytime you thought I was being mean to you, I was probably just stressed out, and I apologize. It was not personal ever. And so when I watched the show back, I'm really sorry that you felt that way.
Do you really think she's evil?
Okay, some of that stuff was said, like, in the heat of the moment, right. You know, based on something, yeah, you know. And it was just based on some of the stuff that you would do.
Like was giving the stripes. Yeah, you know, was like, giving the stripes, yeah, and, to Courtney in front of her.
Or telling the guys that I was crying because I wasn't on service. Like, and then it's the thing with the stripes, and I'm like, well, she's definitely just if she's trying to get a reaction out of me from.
No, yeah, I was never trying to get a reaction, like, out of you ever.
You know,
trust that whatever decisions I make are for the good of the boat. It's not personal.
Then you're playing me because you're busy saying that we good and stuff, but then you're talking.
I don't think I left like that we were good at that moment.
You said you did it kind of as
yes,
punishment.
Because not to punish her, to let her, Simone know, Courtney deserves to be on service as much as you do. You guys are equal. But, and we're going to focus on what your strengths are, not what your strengths are.
But I don't deserve to be as much on service because as soon as we do, so, like, me and Courtney are supposed to be on service, I'm supposed to be doing turndowns. Like, that's not the same.
Turndowns have to be done, and Courtney is stronger on service.
You're not giving me the same opportunities that
I think you should go work on a private boat and practice your service. I think you should go take a course in Fort Lauderdale where they have the time to teach you everything. These are resources you can use.
Okay, that's fine.
I think you should practice opening a bottle of wine.
To help people grow and stuff. And it's not like you're dealing with a delinquent. I'm a fast learner. And, you know,
Karen L. from Long Island wants to know, Lee, why does Kate get a pass every season for picking one crew member out to bully to tears?
Well, I don't know who she picked out to bully to tears.
Well, I think they're talking about Simone.
Doing laundry is not bullying.
No. But it's not even about the laundry. It's about certain things that you'd say to me all the time, like, why are you sleeping? Remember when on our car ride back home and she's like, oh, why are you sleeping? Are you tired of your third stew roll kind of thing? Why would you say that to me?
Because
if you're not trying, why are you saying that to me if you're not trying to incite like harm or make me feel worse than I need to be feeling, you know?
I didn't feel like you were engaging with the rest of the group.
Kate, what do you say to people who say that you're a bully sometimes?
I can understand if you haven't worked in yachting or in the interior, how it looks that way. I wish I could, you know, train and hold hands, but I just have to get the work done or else I get in trouble. There's so much to do.
Let me ask you this. Ashton got a lot of crap for the way that he spoke to specifically Riley this season.
Mm-hmm.
When you flip it around and look at the way that you speak to some of your employees, are there growth areas for you?
If you look at bosuns over the season, they are, because they're males, they get away with saying curse words like, you guys effing suck, this is the worst decker, you need to get it together, Captain Lee's gonna be my... Things that I would never say. Me, I get called a bully because I'm like, I'm going to need you in laundry again.
Right.
You're not the greatest second stew. Like, I never use curse words at them. I just need them to get the work done.
Abby, I want to know what you think of Ashton as a boss.
I think we had a very calm demeanor between each other. When we discussed an issue, we spoke to each other and we talked about how to solve it. And I don't know. I can't speak of what happened after because I don't know. I wasn't there.
What do you think of the way you treat your employees versus how Kate treats hers?
I don't think anyone on my team feels that I ever swore
at them or threw demands at them.
Riley May.
Too aggressive.
Yeah, I'm on that team, remember? Uh-huh. Whether you like it or not. And so, I do feel like you spoke very condescendingly, very poorly.
I would never blare a speaker outside of someone's door, forcing them off a yacht. That's why I was saying I don't go to those extremes.
Are you ever going to leave?
She's not
going
to sleep. This is an eviction.
I'm glad you're leaving. Bye.
Yeah.
Other than okay. The way you treated me, I don't think it was very professional.
Are you serious right now? Are you telling me I didn't treat you well, Ashton, this season? Is that what you just said?
I just think that you can handle crew more professionally sometimes, and that's my opinion. I'm not comparing. I'm not going to go tit for tat with you and say you did this, I did this, you did that. You could have handled things a little bit more professionally this season. That's it.
I'll take that into consideration.
Ashton, do you really think that in your limited experience, you're in a position to judge somebody that has much more experience
than
you
do? I asked him to.
But his answer was confusing because when you were still gyrating in a Speedo for dollar bills, I already worked my way up to Chief Stew, and that was before Below Deck. And then I did 6 years.
When have you worked on a motor yacht in the real industry, in the real world?
About 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. And yourself, Captain Lee?
For the last 35 years.
No, when last?
When last?
Mm-hmm.
Last year.
Mm. Last year you've done full charter seasons on.
Yeah, you went to Alaska.
No, not full charters. Yeah. I did Alaska 2 years
and
ago.
And you? And you, Ashton.
Yeah, I've done 4 seasons.
And whose boat are you working on right now, Ashton?
Look, I gave my opinion. I said that you could treat people better, and that was my observation. And if you think that I'm not qualified enough to make that to have that opinion, then that's fine. That's your opinion.
How long have you
been in the industry?
I got
asked a question and I answered it.
Okay, great.
And he asked me a question and I answered it. And that's the
one.
And
then you asked us about what motor yacht we've worked on in the industry recently.
Yeah,
now I'm asking
I was interested to understand.
Whose boat are you working on now?
Are you referring to Riley's tweet?
No, I mean,
about
you
me
are
working
living
on my girlfriend's
yacht.
Well, it's actually his girlfriend's best friend's, well, ex-best
friend's
okay.
Boyfriend.
All right.
Okay, so
I wouldn't call that a real industry job. If
yeah,
you're gonna...
it's like his ties are because he's f***ing somebody.
Okay, but he's working on the yacht.
I know, but
Andy, this is all hearsay and rumors.
Sorry,
I'm not
I'm
working
sorry.
On my girlfriend or my girlfriend's
Sleeping
best friend's
with.
Yacht. Okay. So what they're saying is untrue.
Okay.
And if they're going to carry on with this type of defamation of character, there's going to be an issue. Unless they can bring me hard evidence that I'm working on my girlfriend's yacht or my girlfriend's best friend's yacht,
then it's
just lies.
The fact is he's working on a yacht, so... Coming up...
It would just boil over, and then he would just get a case of the buckets.
As the chef on Valor, Kevin made sure his food knocked it out of the park. But for some crew members and even a few charter guests, Kevin's personality didn't pass a basic taste test. Take a look at this.
If I had a dollar for every crazy yacht chef I've worked with, I would own a yacht with a crazy yacht chef.
We've got 7 guests out there and I've only got 1 main plate.
Get off my ass, Kevin.
Sorry, Kate, it's the last place I'd like to be.
What's the time now?
Get it together. With Kate. How the embarrassing. Breakfast. It's not rocket science.
Kevin, maybe you'd like to go and serve the guests then, you know?
Wait, we have 6.
We're good enough.
Number 7.
Captain Lee's not getting one in this course. Sorry, Kate, you're going to miss out on this one.
If you're going to be an arrogant little prick, you better back it up. Don't you want to impress your boss?
You girls come through with the sides. All of us boys serve the steaks.
This is nice, having all the active crew members in the galley. The least he can do is not overstep his boundaries.
You made me and the girls just the side bitches.
You want me to serve the guests in this crockery?
I don't know why you're being a dick about this.
I have this gift of creative revenge that I only use when I'm very angry. Well, congratulations, Kevin. You've made me very angry.
For the first meal today, we've got blue swimmer crab.
Oh my God, this is delicious.
Boom.
Wow.
Oh, so by the way, the primary was a little too drunk and she went to bed.
That was just pathetic. I've never been so embarrassed. This is a pretty evil kind of bitch move.
Okay, by the way, we had the primary on Watch What Happens Live with you. And she said that had you explained what the penis cake was about to the group, it would have gone over really well.
Yeah. To be honest, like a request like that, I didn't feel like I needed to explain.
Well,
yeah. I just don't randomly make a penis cake.
Did anyone try the penis cake?
Oh, so amazing.
Really?
That was good. The nutty part.
I was all over the galley that night. Like, that was the best. I was so impressed. And I was telling him all night long in the galley. I was like, this is amazing.
I'm glad you said in the galley.
In the galley. Yeah. It was amazing.
I will say, it is, I mean, I know that the two of you can't stand each other, but you can make a penis out of a blanket and you can make a penis cake. I mean,
I loved it. It was wonderful. It was like, was even better than my blanket. Props to you.
Casey H said, as a chef, Kevin, why don't you feel like the interior is on your team? You seem to work against them instead of with them. Do you think you're above them?
No, I definitely don't think I'm above anyone.
I see how it comes off. Then.
Yeah, I can. I really can. And I can, like, I just want us to kind of gel as kind of four people as an interior.
Curious, Lee, how do you rate Chef Kevin's food on a scale of 1 to 10?
I can't get into a scale rating on it because had he performed at the level that he could have consistently, mm-hmm. I think he would have knocked it out of the park every goddamn time. But he let emotions get in the way.
Kate,
or with whoever else, and it would just boil over, and then he would just get a case of the fuckets.
Kate, how do his skills compare to other below deck chefs?
I think you're a wonderful, talented chef, and you also did the best meals for the crew as well as the guests. You know, the crew ate great food, and that's a lot of extra effort.
Thanks, Kate.
You did amazing, and you were the hardest working chef I've ever worked with.
Wow. Looking at your behavior in the kitchen,
yeah.
Can you point to anything or any recurring patterns in the way that you spoke to Kate that led to the two of you not getting each other or not getting along?
I can see coming in, I just came in really hot, you know, straight off the bat. And I don't think, especially in my position, there's no time to kind of sit back and see how it's all going to go. You've got to get in there and go for it.
What was the core of the issue between the two of you?
I think that he came off a private boat, and it was a large vessel, wasn't it? And I'm so used to this kind of program that they are so different.
Oh, definitely.
And so I think the difference was meeting in the middle with the... You're used to very organized, very structured, and with this, I'm like, you just got to go with it. You don't know what's going to happen in the next 3 days, the next 30 minutes. Like, it's crazy.
No, of course.
Zach from Pearl River said, Kate, what was it about Kevin that pushed you to sabotage his penis cake? Wouldn't something like that reflect badly on the whole crew?
You know, it's in my experience, penis-shaped items have gone over very well.
But you've always done them as fuckery.
I made a rocket ship, okay, one time.
Yeah, okay.
Always, like it's my thing. And really, I swear, I did not know they were talking about charity and children at that moment. But you were so proud of what was a glorious masterpiece. It's like,
amazing.
It was perfect.
But you said on the show that you did it to get back at him.
Well, I'm getting there.
Okay.
So he was so proud. He's so proud. He's been working on it all day. And, you know, he would often during the season be like, what are the guests doing? When can I serve it? Are we going to serve it now? Are we serving it later? When are we serving it? I'm like, listen, they're talking about something right now. And I felt at that moment, you were like, can we serve it now? Can we serve it now? And the way I got back at you was like, you know what? Serve it now. Do it. Do it your way. Because you were, like, so excited and so pushy. And normally I'd step in and say, like, oh, this is your bachelorette cake. No. But because I was annoyed with you, I did not step in and let you handle it yourself.
You knew that she had gone to bed, and you knew that the timing was bad.
I did not know the timing was as bad as it was. I knew that she went to bed.
Okay. You didn't share that with him because?
Because I was mad because he called me a dick earlier in the day, and he was rushing me, and I felt like he wasn't respecting my role or importance in, guest-to-dinner-serving relations.
How pissed at her were you?
I was, like, I'm over it now, and I laughed when I see the episode and stuff.
But good.
The next morning, I apologized to Jamal, and she apologized for not being there and all the rest of it, so.
Coming up.
I mean, I had to block him because he kept sending me aggressive messages about what I said on the episode.
Kevin, on Watch What Happens Live, you said you would never bring up your daughter like Kate.
Oh,
what did you mean by that?
Yeah, I was a bit pissed off at my answer, to be honest, and upset at myself for kind of saying that. Because, to be honest, Kate and Riley both have like, there is attributes to both of them that, you know, I really do like about both of you.
Like what?
You could do this show for 6 years. But, you know, they put up with a lot of stuff.
What did you mean when you said you wouldn't bring up your daughter? Like,
oh, look, it was just, I had nothing better to say, I guess. And it was just off the cuff. Look, it's not that, you know, I think in this day and age, we all, you know, want to bring, if we bring a human being into this world, we want them to be the best person they can be, you know? And at the time, you know, and to be honest, both of our relationships aren't very great, you know? And I don't know what I'm saying. Okay. I don't know how to...
Are you apologising for saying that?
Yeah, no, definitely. And sorry. Okay. I am very sorry for the comment that I made on
Thanks.
Watch What Happens Live. And both of you have beautiful...
Thank you.
There is beautiful stuff about you, you know? If I could, yeah, pick it out, I would.
Say one beautiful thing about both of you.
Whatever.
She's super funny. And you're a hard worker.
Thank you.
What everyone says about you.
Okay. While the deck crew was responsible for tying complicated knots, the entire crew was quite good at getting naughty. Let's relive the steamy boat manses from the season.
Thailand is a lot of fun, but you can get into a lot of trouble.
I think they put something different in their vodka.
Come on, Evan. Come on, Evan.
I really like you.
You feel me?
So I get a text from my Greek buddy who's like wanted to marry me, and I was like, yeah.
Can't believe it.
Kate has caught my eye 100%. I tend to lean towards older women.
We are the best you on a date.
I'll bang him drunk probably, maybe, on accident.
I feel like I need to talk all the time. You are already.
I think Brian and Courtney are going to
finally, like, damn, son, you took your time.
Tanner, he said he went down on you.
This guy's an asshole.
What the hell?
Tanner's definitely the definition of a boy.
I'm just gonna smile and wave.
Come on, move, Courtney, move, come on!
I would never break girl code, but Simone's been kind of annoying me, so my girl code is slipping.
Tanner's been flirting with me all season.
Pajama party.
And now I would like to cash in my tickets, thank you.
You were mad at me. I don't know what I did. That was so offensive.
I'm just not amped for drama anymore, please. I'm so sick and tired. It's lost charter, and I'm done.
I'm just fed up. I don't waste my time on people that aren't worthy of it.
I don't know what to do.
About what?
Just leave it as it is.
What do you want?
Bring you to bed, por favor.
Yeah, come with me.
Bed's this way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Courtney, the look on your face as you watch that.
Did you like it?
I liked it, but I don't think he did. Have you not enjoyed reliving this?
No.
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 No. So the two of you have not spoken since when?
I don't know. I mean, I had to block him because he kept sending me aggressive messages about what I said on the episodes.
I wouldn't say aggressive. I was just trying to
find out why you were saying. I would say they were pretty aggressive. They were pretty venomous. I've never received any messages in the tone that you have been sending me.
Like what? I mean, what was she saying on the show that upset you?
Just on Twitter and stuff. I just felt like she was bringing me down on Twitter, and like, I've never done that to her.
I hadn't even directly. I've been very general because I feel like all of the issues are things that are sort of fundamental issues and reflections of what's happening in the world and in society right now. So that's me creating a conversation about what's happening and looking back on it and wanting other people to know that I don't think that's okay, because I'm not going to co-sign your behavior by being silent about it, because I really don't appreciate the way that you spoke to me a lot of times and the way that you've messaged me since. It's not acceptable.
Spoke to you on the boat or?
The way that he treated me on the boat, the way that he handled our arguments.
And what were the messages he was sending you?
That I'm a cold-hearted woman. He doesn't know what he ever saw in me. Mm. It gives me anxiety to think about it.
Take a drink.
They didn't refill my drink.
Let me ask you this. Were you actually into Brian?
Of course. It's obvious that we liked each other, but I mean, that's why I had such trouble.
You seemed kind of miserable with him on that date.
I was exhausted. I mean, we work 14 plus hours a day, and that was me making it clear to him that it wasn't about him and that it was just tiredness.
What did you like about him in the time, in the moment that you were with
I don't
him?
Know. I think
Venus
working. No, right here. We just obviously had like an easy connection, but I think that you can get like a false sense of intimacy a little bit.
Okay.
When you're around each other all the time, and then you realize you don't really know each other that well, and I think that's what came out towards the end.
Bobby T from Louisiana said, how can you say Courtney took it the wrong way when your text to her said very plainly you were in it just for fun? How can her reaction have surprised you?
Oh, I'm so happy this came up because I did not break up with Courtney over a text message.
Okay.
The whole story about this text message was because I knew Courtney wasn't so comfortable in front of the cameras, so I wanted to get us on the same level
before
when we had the
camera.
Talk. Yeah, exactly.
And so, but you said in the text, well, we were in it just for fun.
No, I said, we're having fun, question mark. It was a question. I wasn't saying...
You said, we're just having fun, right?
We're just having fun, right? It's a question.
Right.
If you came to me and said
to me... That's exactly what Tanner said to Simone, and that was my issue. And I had a
very... I did not mean it like that.
I had a...
I really, really liked
you. I understand that. I understand that, and we cleared that up. But I had a very normal reaction to it. I was calm.
If she was into
you... I expressed that to you, and you were angry.
And you sent her that message, do you understand how she could take it?
Yes, 100%. But it's
but
just,
all you did was blame me for that reaction, and my reaction was so normal.
I apologize.
And you reacted so abnormally to that.
Up next.
All he did was place blame on me.
Oh, man, that's really dramatic.
Me?
Let me ask you this. When you heard him on the show saying, wait, I actually really liked her, did
no,
you?
No, all he did was place blame on me.
Oh, man, that's...
That's all I saw.
No, man, that's very dramatic. We had much more good times than bad times.
And Brew, too.
That's not what I'm
You keep telling her she's dramatic, which...
It's her feeling.
Is...
It's how she feels.
I know, but the thing
I'm
is,
the one that reacted calmly, and you react dramatically to my response.
On the
based
show,
on what you
Courtney's
did.
Very guarded. She's got this wall up, and it's
no,
very
I'm
hard
not.
To see her emotions and what she's feeling. I didn't know where I was with Courtney. Like, I would never break up with somebody over text. 100%. That is a
It's not that you were breaking up with her. It's that you opened the conversation with, like, it was kind of like, it was
casual.
Just
a stupid move for my part, but I promise you I didn't mean it like that. I mean,
but
if you wanted
understand
her to be
that,
serious,
and that is
you
not
told
my
me,
issue.
Let's be serious.
No, that was not my issue. That was not my issue. My issue was that you decided to text me while I was in the middle of a work day, so I couldn't talk to you about it, and then you were angry at me for my completely normal reaction to it.
I was angry at you that you told the whole bunch of situation.
I told Kate because I had to go back to work.
Because
2 minutes
Kevin came
later.
Up to me and told me what's going on.
But by the way,
you
talked to Ashton about it, so why is that different from
you
her talking
to me?
That was after the whole
crew.
Situation, yeah. I needed to explain
and
what
Kevin
was going
really
on.
Made
so
like
did
she
I.
Was talking shit. All she said was that she said exactly what you did, which was that you
No, but she didn't.
She's talking
shit. She said breaking up with her after text, and I wanted it to be fun, but that's not what I meant. If she came to me first
It doesn't
first
matter
and
what
asked
you meant,
me,
it's what you said.
It's two things.
And also, that you didn't via text.
It's if you, your tone was not clear.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, okay. That was a bad part of my side.
Texting
and
was
I
bad.
Didn't mean it like
See,
that.
And then you were dismissive about it, which made it even worse.
I don't really know that you cried so much, and it broke my heart when I saw that episode, because I didn't want that at all. I didn't want that for you. I didn't try
Brian,
to do
every
that
time
for
you saw me cry, you rolled your eyes at me. So I'm not going to pretend
when did I see you cry?
When Kevin was hugging me, you went outside.
I went outside.
Like,
I wasn't
crying,
know that you
and
even
now
crying
she's making
like that.
Me look bad. When we were at the market, you walked right past me. You look at me with disdain when I disagree with you.
That's your opinion, but that's not what I'm not trying to portray.
Well,
that's
you
what
should you work
say.
On that.
You give your opinion about how she feels, which is like she shouldn't feel that way. It's a miscommunication, clearly, with how it started, but you can't tell her how to feel or that it's wrong in her to talk to her friend or her counterpart, especially when that's our environment is each other.
I
right
don't want
now.
The whole boat knowing about my personal situation. That's a
But you talk to the guys.
That was,
yeah. What? You talk to the guys about me all the time, you know?
Yeah, to be honest,
your points.
For me, telling Brian about the situation between how Courtney was talking to Kate, that was just me nipping it in the bud and wanting them to, like, talk.
What's going on with you and Kate? She's going around, like, and saying you messaged her and say, hey, blah, blah, blah.
What the
Yeah, I'm just letting you know. She came up here straight away and just told Kate.
Thanks for the heads up, dude.
You overheard a conversation between Kate and Courtney, which you had no right to relay onto anyone else.
What are you
Because
doing?
It was none of your business. No, you overheard
like
a conversation.
Completely wrong.
No, Kevin, you overheard a conversation that was none of your business. It was between Courtney and Kate. And Kate was her superior, and she said, why are you so flustered today? What's wrong with you? and she told her in confidence. You had no right. You had no right to betray that confidence.
I'm sorry, I have to disagree.
You can disagree all you want.
As we know, this is a tiny boat with 8 crew members, right?
So you just automatically run off and spouted off.
Where am I running to? I'm telling him the conversation in the kitchen.
Why are you telling him
the conversation?
To what purpose?
You said you exaggerated
that. To what purpose? What purpose are you serving by telling him that conversation?
Because I want them to have a conversation.
It's miscommunication.
He overheard a conversation.
100%, yeah. I think you should not have texted.
I know. If you know what?
Just forget it. Write it, regret it.
If I could go back, I wouldn't have sent the text. I'm sorry.
Brian, Barbara M. from Minnesota said, in retrospect, are you aware of how you were trying to control and manipulate Courtney by getting angry when she tried to talk to others about your relationship issues and whenever she had an opinion that you disagreed with?
Was I?
Yes.
Sorry?
Anytime I disagreed with you, you were angry with me, and that is controlling.
No, I was angry because you were taking sides of the wrong person in the argument.
That's your opinion.
Riley, Brandon W. from River Edge said, you said Brian was hot and insinuated that you could steal him from Mousy Courtney. Did you ever get a chance with him when Courtney was done?
So at the time, I didn't know Courtney, and I did, and I've talked to her. She's very aloof to me, very aloof in the relationship with Brian that I saw. So from my outside perspective, I was like, you need to go jump on that dick before I go try to jump on that. She's a friend of mine now. I would never try to steal somebody from a friend. But at the same time, he could be pissed off, mean, and an asshole to me. I still think you're hot.
Would you still hit it? You'd hit it.
I don't know.
You would.
I like it that it's a question.
I don't know.
Abby, Stacy W. from D.C. said, you married your Greek captain. Congratulations. What's your life like now? How long have you been married?
Almost a year now. Yeah, because right after I left, what really was the case was that my visa expired. Okay. So I told him, we can't continue this. I need to go live my life and do whatever I need to do. And, you know, it's been fun and good luck, and maybe I'll come visit you again in the future. That was basically how I ended it. So we talked about it, and he said, I'm willing to marry you so that you can come live with me and we can continue our relationship.
Okay.
So are you guys in love, though?
Oh, yeah, we are. Okay. So that's what I was going to say was once I left and once he actually, and I thought about it, I was like, wow, I really, truly love this man. Like,
and you're living in Greece now?
Yeah, we're living in Greece. We have the charter business. I honestly think going to the show brought me to this point in some way. So I don't regret going on the show, but I also don't regret leaving because I wouldn't be where I am now.
Tanner and Simone, did you two keep in touch after the season ended?
Yeah, we did.
A little bit.
Yeah, like text here and there and everything like that. Always, I think we remained friends a little bit. You know, there's always good energy. We were good
friends. Do you think you remained friends?
Yeah, we did. I still wanted to kill him.
Simone,
I was like, what the hell did he say?
Simone, do you regret hooking up with Tanner?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Based on the fact that I asked you if you liked Kate or not, and you said no. If you said yes or what, it would have been like, no. Like, no thanks, you know? So the fact that I was like, okay, the coast is clear. Like, let me go in, you know, get the snack.
Coming up.
I don't even cuss your mother out or tell her that I think she's
an
idiot.
But you know nothing about my family.
Tanner, Chris from Fontana, California wants to know why you think it's okay to treat Simone the way you did. Even if you weren't serious, there should always be a level of respect and you blew it.
I agree. I mean, 100%. It was never my intent to hurt you at all. You know that. What I did was stupid, immature, and I'm so sorry that it happened. And I never meant to treat you that way. And I ended it early enough before anyone got seriously hurt. Nothing went farther than...
I honestly, you know, Tanner.
You're an idiot.
I think the thing is, there are certain conversations that we'd had together that maybe you've forgotten about. Like the night before when I was talking to you and you said to me, like, oh no, I just want to keep things casual, blah, blah. So I was like, yeah, well, as long as there's respect and stuff, and you kind of insinuated that you still wanted to hook up with other people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, in that case, I mean, as much as it pains me to say this, you know, like maybe we should just keep things platonic. And you're like, no, I don't want to keep things platonic. I really, really like you. Like that's, and then, you know, and then when I mentioned respect, you're like, no, actually.
I was absolutely an asshole, and I'm so sorry. And
okay.
It was honestly, you're in Thailand and everything, like emotions are flaring and everything like that. And just, it was wrong. And I really apologize. I'm so sorry.
What did your mom think about the way that you treated Simone?
That's an interesting question. But, you know, it was never really discussed, actually, with my mother at all. Everyone thinks I'm so close with her and everything like that and all these conversations and stuff, but...
Well, you said you're close to your mom, and we don't think that she's so involved. We
Listen,
think that she
Riley, gives you I have nothing to say to you after your last little Twitter stunt. After your
treat little women.
Okay.
He was blaming Captain Lee on Facebook, saying that
in a private group,
with how Captain Lee would attack his character on his blog. And this is why I have a real issue with you after the fact. You want to sit there and say I try to fuck everybody when you are the epitome of wanting to fuck everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, and your mother's sitting there saying shame on Captain Lee for holding you accountable for your piss poor treatment of Simone and the women on board. And I say, I don't even cuss your mother out or tell her that I think she's an idiot. I say, be a parent. Hold your son accountable. Don't be your son's
but
best
You know
friend.
Nothing about my family. That's the whole thing. It just shows your character. That why do you have to get involved?
Maybe
you have
it
nothing
does.
To do with my
Maybe
family.
Maybe it does.
You
but you still mistreated your
And I just
Simone.
Apologized to her. And we're still
you
friends.
You just did now. Great, but you still
oh,
did it.
Oh, sorry that I'm doing it now in front of cameras
is,
and in front of
sorry
you.
Sorry is bullshit.
But I've never apologized.
Yeah. Sorry
How many
is
times
bullshit.
Have I talked to you after
Who cares? You still treated her like that.
And that's why
you still treat people like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I'm so sick of you.
Okay, Tanner and Kate, you guys couldn't make it happen during the charter season, but Kate suggested it could happen if you were in the same zip code. Anything happen once you were off Valor?
Not yet. He's got a girlfriend, and I love her, and she's amazing, and I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Julie R. From Horsham, Pennsylvania, wants to know if you regret pursuing Tanner after seeing how disrespectfully he spoke about both Simone and you behind your backs to the deck crew.
Yeah, no, I don't think I really pursued him, but it was, like, fun to flirt with. You get bored out there in the ocean. Cabin fever is a real thing.
Kate, Jackie X from New Jersey said, why don't you think you broke the girl code? You disrespected Simone by not even asking her first if she would mind. Women have to stick together.
I think I felt like Simone had broken the girl code first. Like, I didn't even break it, but I was like,
dipping
tempted
a toe.
To.
Where did I break the girl code?
That first time when you came to me and said, you know, why am I not more in service? And I said, listen, just be supportive.
Well, is that girl code?
That's not girl code.
I thought it was girl
code. Okay, I meant interior code.
No, I meant...
opportunities in the working environment.
I meant that Simone was with Tanner and...
You mean just sexual?
Yeah.
Well, see, on a boat where your coworkers are living, your roommates, your romance, there's work, it's just very blurry.
Yes.
A code, I feel like trust or respect was broken, so it was like I didn't have a lot of loyalty towards you because I didn't feel like you had a lot of loyalty towards me.
Okay.
Did Kate break the girl code?
Yeah, she did. Like.
Okay.
But were you friends with her? You're not friends with her.
That's
so it's
thing.
Not a girl code
no, no, no,
if you're
no, no,
not
No, that's
friends.
The thing. Because we were, for me, it was like an on and off thing where we're good and then we're not really. Like, she's nice to me and then it's like.
But you
know,
weren't
you know,
friends
fine.
With
yeah, but
each
it's,
other.
Okay, no, it's fine. You don't even with that, we started off as friends and we lived and worked on the same boat. Like, you don't respect me enough
so
to
So it's not
be
girl
like,
code she broke. It's more like the respect factor you felt. Okay.
All I did was flirt.
Next week, it's part two of the Below Deck reunion.
We got a fireball coming.
I have to sit here and take responsibility for it.
I feel like you're not that sorry.
I'm the one that behaved the way I did.
What would you have done differently?
I just apologized.
I apologize.
Give me a f***ing break.
Take it however you like it. I really don't give a s***. I need a break, Andy. I'm done putting up with these f***ing dickheads.
Is Captain Lee going to come back?
Okay, so predictions, what will make Captain Lee walk off?
It's going to be something one of the boys says, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Thankfully, the second part of the reunion isn't too far away.
You can catch the Watch What Happens Live Below Deck Reunion Part 2 this Monday at 8, 7 Central.
And we'll be back with our regularly scheduled episode this Thursday.
You know we're going to want to talk about it.
Bye. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.